This is KUT. Austin's traffic continues to get worse. What's the solution? How about gondolas? No, not the water kind. A group wants the city to build an aerial system that gets people around town even while the roads remain packed. But as KUT's Jimmy Moss reports, if the project is ever to get off the ground, there may be more than just government boards to convince.
For years now, Austin designer Jared Ficklin has been preaching the gospel of urban cable. Gondolas whisking commuters and tourists to and from downtown, the airport, wherever, solving some of Austin's transit woes. An aerial cable system, similar to a large ski lift, only instead of taking you to the top of a mogul run, it can take you to meet with moguls of industry, perhaps. Ficklin and his then business partner, Michael McDaniel, created quite a stir when they presented the idea called The Wire at an Austin TEDx talk. They started by looking at a simple question.
Why are the buses in Austin running at a lower capacity than the cities around us? And it's really a cultural reason. There's a little bit too much friction there for a lot of the residents.
Mass transit friction with Austinites?
They don't like schedules, and they value a certain amount of personal space. So this was keeping them off of mass transit. So then we started looking. Routing was another reason, by the way. So we went looking for routes and technologies that might solve that equation, and this is where urban cable came from.
And out into the universe, their idea went. Some reacted positively, some with a snicker. But still, 4 years went by, and Ficklin and others kept beating the drum. And then suddenly, after proposing a route for The Wire along South First Street in Guadalupe, at the Central Texas Regional Mobility Authority board meeting earlier this month, this happened.
Obviously, there's a long way to go between this presentation and us going out and hopping on one of these and taking it somewhere. But I would like to explore it. I like the idea of us expanding our horizons beyond just roads.
I would want the board support in moving forward with at least some initial study and being one of those partners that's come to the table to look at the feasibility of it.
I will have something on the next agenda. I apologize if this wasn't a discuss and take appropriate action, but at the next meeting we could do that and I could ramp up some contribution.
In order, you heard board members David Armbrist and Nikhil Mead, followed by Executive Director Mike Heiligenstein. The contribution the executive director mentioned is all, or some portion of, about $15,000 for a viability study. It's the very cheap first step in the process of this literally getting off the ground. Ficklin called the meeting a huge turning point. He wasn't the only one who noticed.
It's a fairly conservative board, and I was surprised to hear that they got excited about this and basically told the director, can't you just go ahead and fund this study and get this thing going?
That's Travis County Commissioner Bridget Shea, a longtime participant in city and county politics. Given her years of public service and decades driving around town, she's well-versed in Austin's traffic morass.
I think this idea deserves a little more consideration than the four words that I have heard given to it, which is, that won't work here. And my response to people is, okay, why do you say that? I mean, I really would like to know, have you studied it, or do you know something about transportation systems? Or is it just because it's a new idea and it's a little different?
Gondolas may seem new to us and perhaps only associated with ski lifts, but aerial mass transit is already up and running in Caracas, Venezuela, Medellin, Colombia, and La Paz, Bolivia, a city comparably sized with Austin. It has three lines up and wants to have eight more running soon. Randy Woolwine is vice president for sales for Doppelmayr, one of two manufacturers of aerial cable systems in the world. He says one of the reasons La Paz turned to gondolas is a quick return on investment.
Once we went there, approximately 12 months later, the systems were running and carrying people. So that is one of the big advantages to a gondola system, is that one, they're very quick to put in.
And the investment those cities make is half or less of what more established mass transit train options would cost, with limited headaches of fortifying infrastructure, taking away lanes of traffic, building bridges, or using eminent domain. Let's go over The Wire's pros and cons. Pro: cars every few seconds, air-conditioned cars that seat as many as eight, connecting with other transit without disrupting traffic below, neighborhoods left largely intact. The cons. The first one is big. Any big maintenance issue would require a complete shutdown of the entire line, although Woolwine says that doesn't happen very often. There's also the issue of whether or not they're aesthetically pleasing. I'm at the intersection of Barton Springs and South First Street, the heart of an area that could see the most direct benefit if the wire comes to fruition. But will people use it?
I don't believe you.
Gondola cars.
That's like not happening.
After some initial skepticism, South First Street resident Erin Boone says she would like a gondola option. She's even ridden one in Portland.
They have one that goes from the riverfront up to the health and medical school something campus. And it's just like you can live downtown and they just scoot you right over downtown to get to where you're going.
Down South First at Old Torf, Austin native Joshua Martinez-Alemán is open, but he's had issues with Austin's last big transportation splash, Metro Rail.
Heading back home was a hassle. Like, it was, I had to hurry and I barely sometimes, when I did take it, there was a lot of times where I was very close to missing it because it was just too full.
Billy Collins is an independent contractor. He says mass transit doesn't fit his needs, but Austin needs a solution.
I don't know so much of a gondola, but they gotta do something. I mean, I just came from a block south to here, and it took 10 minutes. So.
There are still many steps to go before this moves out of the theoretical, but if the wire can navigate its bureaucratic path, it could be floating over Austin soon. Like, really soon.
I think if we had the green light today, we could be riding this thing 5 years from now, so a very good timeline.
Jimmy Moss, KUT News.